John, the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 19 to 34. Okay. And this is a testimony of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Christ." And they asked him, "What then are you, Elijah?" He said, "I am not. Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." So they said to him, "Who are you? We need to give an answer to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" He said, "I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Make straight the way of the Lord.' As the prophet Isaiah said." Now they had been sent from the Pharisees. They asked him, "Then why are you baptizing if you are neither the Christ nor Elijah, the prophet?" John answered them, "I baptize with water, but among you stands one you do not know, even he who comes after me, the straps of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie." These things took place in Bethany across the Jordan, where John was baptizing. The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for the purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness, 'I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to be baptized with water said to me, "He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of the living God." May he bless his word, and may he give us a real understanding of the Scriptures. As I say, it's good to be back. Good to see everybody. A few fresh faces and people I know and people I don't know. So it's good to see there's a good mix. So I'm going to be doing a wee bit of talking tonight, preaching, and I'm going to be a wee bit in your faces tonight. Do you mind that? I'm going to be a bit challenging to you tonight. And what I want to say is I want to encourage you. Don't get me wrong. I want you to be encouraged tonight. Especially with the scripture, what we just read here. There goes the Lamb of God. And who is Jesus? And what was John Baptist doing? What was he prophesying about? What was he telling us? But I'm going to ask you all something here tonight. And I want truthfulness. Okay? I want you to be truthful. I want you to let down your guard and relax. And chill out. And I'm going to ask you this. How many here struggled this week? Put up your hand. Let me see. Come on, get the hands up. Who struggled this week? That's good. Good, Ray. It's good to see you struggle. That's good. And Christian life is a struggle, isn't it? You know, it's good when we sit there or when we're getting on with things and everything seems to be great and we're just, "Hiya, how are you doing?" and things like that, but it's not all like that, you know. You see, if I was to say to you this morning, for my life, if I got up early this morning, just for this morning, and I told Brian to put every thought in my head up in that wall there, I'll tell you, I'd run a mile. I'd be right out that door with embarrassment. Do you know why? Because I'm a sinner. I'm a dirty, filthy, stinking sinner. Does that surprise you? Thank you, that was good. Thanks very much. Because we are, aren't we? We're sinners. We do things wrong. We have bad thoughts. Sometimes we get thoughts in our head, we want to chop people up, do things. When they annoy us, life can be like that, or if somebody gets on our nerves. And then when we meet them, we go, hi, how are you doing? How's that? Oh, can you have a wee cup of tea? Oh, no problem. There you are, there's a wee cup of tea. But really, if we want to be honest and look deep inside ourselves, we can be really, really nasty, can't we? We can be horrible people, eh? And that's part of our nature. Our nature's like that. It would be great if we could all be really, really nice and just go about being nice people, and that would be good. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being nice. It's good to be able to speak to somebody and so show a wee bit of, be civil. How you doing? Nice to see you. But I think what we need to recognise is, we need to recognise that, like John the Baptist says, there goes the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. What does John mean with this? What is he talking about? What is he implying? He's implying that although that we're sinners, filthy sinners, although we can be really, really nasty, although we can get horrible thoughts and we struggle, John's telling us here, and he's pointing the way that we can turn to the Lord Jesus Christ for forgiveness of our sins. There goes the Lamb of God who takes away your and mine our horrible sins. Now that should be encouraging to us. It should be encouraging if we're a Christian. And we know the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal Saviour and we're committed, then that means that when we do stuff wrong, or when we hurt or offend somebody, or even God Himself, which we can do, we're able to go to Him and say, Lord, I'm sorry. I mucked it up. I shouldn't have said that to that person. What an idiot. What a right silly fool I was. I'm really sorry. And God's promise is that He'll forgive us. And if we're not a Christian, maybe we're just surfacing about on the top, maybe we're just dipping our toes in, we're coming along to church, people are chatting to us, how are you doing? I'm having a cup of tea, that's good, just sit there and that's fine. And what we need to realise is that this is a matter of life and death. This is serious business. Because Jesus is the Son of God, and He can't take your sins away. He can move into your life, and He can change our lives about. John the Baptist didn't go, there goes Ray, who takes away the sins of the world. Or Benny, or David Coate, or anybody. He said, there goes the Lamb of God. There He's there. This is John the Baptist, who takes away the sins of the world. Now that doesn't make him, he was a universalism. It doesn't mean for everybody. Because it's not everybody that comes along and accepts Jesus, is it? So it would be good, it would be nice, it would be with all, it would be lovely, but that doesn't happen. You see, because pride can stop us. There's loads of things that can stop us, even as Christians, that can stop us moving that wee bit further. How far do you want to go in your faith? Now, I know David Coates no here. I know he's on sabbatical. And that can be hard for a church, because there are loads of different things can be going on, and we can get discouraged, and there's nobody like your own minister being about preaching, eh? Let's be honest. It's good. Especially when you get used to somebody. But you have to be encouraged. As much as we love David, and as much as we appreciate his preaching, our master is the Lord Jesus Christ, and Him alone. He's the one that brings healing in our lives. He's the one that will mend the brokenness in us. And, you know, who's ever seen the movie The Mask? You remember the movie The Mask with Jim Carrey? Have anybody seen that? That was quite a funny movie, eh? But do you remember when he put it in? He goes, smoking. You remember that when He preached and he changes and he robs a bank. Irene's looking at me strangely. It's a good movie, Irene. You should go and watch it. It's really good. But we can be like that, can't we? We come along to church and we go, hiya, how are you doing? We put the mask on and we walk in and we sit down and we're completely changed to how we are at home. We're completely different. We put this mask on. And that's what the Pharisees and the Sadducees were doing here with John. These guys were rats, messing about. They were looking for, you know, just trip John up. They wanted things on Jesus. They didn't like him. They didn't like him at all. They were always looking for wee angles. Who do you say he is? Who is he? Who is this guy, John? But you see, John was straight. There was no messing about. He didn't mix his words. Wild honey and locusts, that's what he's, that was his gran, that's what he ate. Can you imagine that? That was a good diet for you, Brian. Eh? So there was no messing about. John the Baptist knew exactly what he was saying when he told these Pharisees who Jesus was. And it's a real interesting statement to make. There goes the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Now, John the Baptist didn't mess about with his words. He didn't mix them. And as I say, he lived in the desert. So he was a bit of a stranger. No, he lived about the road. He was the type of guy that you would keep away from you. You go, he's a nut job. He'll start preaching to me. If he comes out of the desert, he'll start talking. Keep well away from him. He's up his seed. You didn't want to mess about with John the Baptist. And he was a well-known preacher. So everybody knew him. And he attracted large crowds. But he was content for Jesus to take the higher place. Not like me, I probably would have went, well, it's just that guy, Jesus. Because within ourselves, we all want to be put up there, don't we? We all want the highest places, eh? It's a selfishness that can be in us all. But John the Baptist knew exactly what he was saying and what he was doing. And he humbled himself as a preacher, not just as a preacher, but as a teacher. To show and say that there's one that is greater than me. And there he's there, walking. You see him? You see, in the Old Testament, every morning and evening, a lamb was sacrificed in the temple for sin. There had to be an atonement for sin. It was Old Testament teaching. The people of Exodus 29:38-42, Isaiah 53:7, prophesied that the Messiah, God's servant, would be led like a lamb to the slaughter. It was prophesied. Somebody had to die for our sins. There had to be punishment for us lot. There had to be a sacrifice. Oh, I'm not a bad chap. I'm not a bad girl. I'm quite good. I don't do anything wrong. That's not what the Bible says. Bible says that you're a dirty, stinking sinner. Bible says that I am a dirty, stinking sinner. That's quite a heavy bit to say, isn't it? How dare you? That's what the Bible says. All have fallen short of the glory of God. And if there's anybody here tonight that's no, can I speak to you later on? Please. Come and speak to me. If you think you're without sin. I'd love to speak to you. The Bible said, well, we're all sinners. All have fallen short of the glory of God. So that means that we need to go to that guy that was John the Baptist points to. The Lord Jesus Christ. There goes the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. To pay the penalty for sin. A life had to be given. And Jesus was that living, breathing sacrifice. Hallelujah, eh? What good news, eh? That changes up. Hope so. Great news. Fantastic. And we've got that out of the road. Brilliant. Now we know what we're today. And you know there's been many, many things said about Jesus. If you speak to people and you say, who was Jesus? People will say, well, I know he was a good man. He was all right. He was quite a good man. Even today, you know, he was a prophet. He must have been a good prophet. And he'd done good things. You know, he healed the sick. And I've even heard stories that he brought people to life. People that died, he rose them from the dead. So he was a great prophet. I've no doubt about that. And he was a great guy. And I even heard that he died on a cross for something. So loads of people will tell you all different stories. There's even a story that he went to India and had a family and lived on. So there's loads of stories about the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's only three things that can be true about Jesus. He was either completely off his head. Bonkers. Royal head stuff. That's one. Or the other one is that he was a good liar. He was a trickster. He was good at telling lies and convincing people who he was. Or he was telling the truth. And I don't think somebody that would be off their head that they'd be talking about 2,000 years later, or even a trickster, was sitting talking about the Lord Jesus Christ over 2,000 years ago, by the way. And John the Baptist knew who he was. He was a Lamb of God. So there's loads of crazy things and silly things that people will say about Jesus. But if you want to know the truth, then you have to look and listen to what John the Baptist is telling us. So be encouraged. Life out there can be hard. And to be honest with you, as Christians, I think we struggle. I think if I would be honest, we all struggle. It's not just all happy, clappy, and yeah. Life can be hard. You're living in an ungodly world. But it's hard to tell people about Jesus. And people think that Christians are nut jobs. Have you ever noticed that all these telly programs, there's a movie getting made, the gay couple or the sensible couple, or the Muslim, and the Christians are nut job, and the Lord said to me this, and he's made you as a nut job. We're always made you as a nut job with the television. And that's how the world looks at us, unfortunately. Mind you, they've got good reason to it when you watch these telly programs with some of these telly evangelists as well. Nut jobs. But let me ask you something. If you were to go out here tonight, okay, with a camera. See, I say, right, you get a camera, sir. What's your name? Get James, and we'll get Kenny. Right, you had the camera, and you ask the questions. And go out there, and Ray, you can get him a chum as well. How about that? Just to get you the road for a wee while. And I'm sending him out, and he was asking all different people who Jesus was. What kind of answers do you think we would get? I bet we would get really, really some silly, strange answers. And we bring it back and we played it on the, up here. We got Brian to put it on. It's crazy what people think and what they listen to on the television. And even some Christian teaching, even some churches are absolutely off their nuts. They're not even explaining the gospel right, because people get offended. If you're offended with the gospel, good, because Jesus was an offender. Jesus offended people. He offended the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the Sadducees, the people about, the religious people. He offended them. He told them the truth. They didn't like the truth. Nobody likes the truth. We get offended. We are, they like him. They like her. That's what Jesus was about. He was loving. He was compassionate. And It was God in the flesh. But he didn't mix his words. At Jesus' baptism, John the Baptist had declared Jesus to be the Messiah. And at that time, God had given John a sign to show him that Jesus truly had been sent from God. Do we believe that? Maybe we need to be reminded tonight. Your salvation, to be saved, is like having gold and diamonds and rubies. They're worthless to know where you're going. And that the Lamb of God had died for you, for your sins. Verse 33, I didn't know he was the one, but when God sent me to baptize with him with water, he told me, this is my beloved son. He told him. When you see the Holy Spirit descending and resting upon someone, he is the one you are looking for. So John knew what he was saying when he said, look, there goes the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. There he's there. Who's ever seen the movie, The Greatest Story Ever Told? It's a good movie, eh? The best bit was you mind the centurion? Who was he? John Wayne.
He truly was a son of God.
Yeah. That must have been the funniest bit. John Wayne is a centurion with a cowboy accent. Because you always picture him as being a cowboy. Maybe the younger ones didn't remember that story. But it was. But you know something? This is the greatest story that you'll ever hear. It's not a fictional story. It's a true story. And it's a powerful story. And it's about the Lamb of God. The greatest story that you'll ever hear. You'll never ever hear a greater story like it. You see, when Jesus died, it says in John 19 verse 30, this is what Jesus said, it is finished. Accomplished. Now what that means is, there's not going to be any prophets after that. That was the final one. That's the final one. That's why Islam's a cult. Jehovah's Witnesses, Mormonism, they're all cults, all sects. They've all twisted the Bible. Some of them didn't even give Jesus the deity that he deserves. Because the devil is the father of lies. He wants to put us on the wrong road. And I guarantee you, if you know anybody that becomes a Christian, or if you're thinking of becoming a Christian, or you're thinking of changing, you'll get that on your door and it's two Jehovah's Witnesses, bang, right at your door. You go, oof. The devil's clever. So John the Baptist knew exactly who Jesus was. So this was a big statement John's making here. A big, big statement. His job was to point people to Jesus, the long-awaited Messiah. We're living in days where people are looking for someone to give them security in an insecure world. People sit and watch Netflix, watch the movies, go out and get a baby, go and take drugs, or just whatever. Some people get addicted to loads of different things. Some go to golf just to get away at the road. Loads of different things in their life to get a bit of security or comfort. But the only way that we're going to get true peace, true contentment, is through the Lord Jesus Christ. There he goes there. There goes the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Let me challenge you tonight. Are you able to do that? Are you able to point and say, I know somebody that can help you. I know somebody that can cleanse you. And it doesn't matter what you've done in your life. It doesn't matter who you've offended. You can be the vilest sinner. And Jesus can take away your sins. Or maybe you're the complete other way. Maybe you think you're a good person. But I've not done really bad things. I'm quite a good person. I've not really done anything really bad. No, I'm quite good. But, you know, there's an old lady down the road from me, and I help her over the road, and I do a shopping for her. And I help out the local church. I even do the tea and coffee and things like that. I'm quite a good person. That's the biggest mistake that you'll ever make in your life. Because it's not about being a good person. Hell is full to the brim. You can't get anybody, any more good people in. Jesus is no interest in good people. That's a works basis. Jesus is wanting sinners. Does a doctor come and heal the sick or the well? So you might be offended with us, but we're all sickos. You might be a bit offended with that. You're a sicko. I'm a sicko. We might find that hard. We need Jesus Christ. He's the only one that can overcome and help us with that sickness. Whoever, do you remember the wee, I don't know if you know the pointer dogs? You know, have you heard the pointer dogs? The wee dogs when you go, you get all the posh guys going away with the guns, and let's go, chap, let's go and get together. And the wee dog would point to, they were called bird dogs as well. So if there was any game, the dog would point to it. And then you knew that there was some kind of game in that, and they would shoot or whatever, and they would send the dogs in, and the dog would bring it right back to them. They were called pointer dogs. Quite good. And what these dogs wanted to do was they wanted to please their master. They wanted to really please their master. And that's what we should be like with Jesus. We should be wanting to not please anybody else. It's good to do that. To please our master and him alone. And there is nothing more pleasing when we point somebody to the Lord Jesus Christ. Even in a simple way. Now, I'm not talking about, look, one of the most powerful things you can do is to be, no up here preaching. Don't be impressed with us. You know, there's loads of different preachers. Talk, you know, good talkers and they say things. But just to sit there and share the gospel. Take somebody into your house with a cup of tea and share the gospel. You'll get nothing more powerful than that. Absolutely fantastic. Everybody wants to be a big preacher. Everybody wants to do this. Everybody wants to do no. Just simple. What Jesus done. Jesus used to walk about. How are you doing? Sit down. There's a glass of water. John the Baptist was a shouter. Repent. But Jesus just went in amongst the crowds. He mixed. He watched. He healed. He loved. He inspired. All these things in a simple but powerful way. And this is the best news you'll ever hear. Doesn't matter what we've done in our lives. Told lies, cheated, robbed, stole, coveted, even murder. Even in our heart. We're not talking about a physical. Even murdered in our heart. Wishing somebody did. When we go to the Lamb of God and truly repent and ask His forgiveness for our sins with a broken and sincere heart, His promise is that He will forgive us. You see, very quickly, you tell you, you know, the problem is with a lot of people in the churches today, particularly the men. There doesn't seem to be any men. The women seem to be tougher. You know, somebody once said, if a man-eating lion escaped, it would starve to death. Where's all the men? Because they're frightened. to offend. They're frightened to preach the gospel. They're frightened to point somebody to Jesus. There's no ordinary human being can take away our sins or the world. Everything John the Baptist says shows us how powerful Jesus really is. He is the Lord God. Isaiah 40. John says, He is so great, I'm not even worthy to tie His shoes. I can't even tie His laces. Not even that. Not worthy of that. He is absolute. He is great. He can take away your sins. We, like John the Baptist, are not the source of God's light. All we do is merely reflect that light. Jesus Christ is the true light. He helps us to see our way to God. He shows us how to walk along the way. And Jesus has chosen to reflect that light through His followers to an unbelieving world. What a privilege, eh? Great privilege, that. We've never had to present ourselves as a light like these televangelists that you see. The Benny Hinns and the Joel Osteens and all these guys. No. He who is humble will be exalted. But we're always to point them to Christ, the light of the world. Let me finish with this. And that's exactly what John the Baptist done when he shouted out to the crowds, "Look, there goes the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." Amen. Let's finish off by singing a great hymn that reflects exactly what we've been talking on, "From Heaven You Came." And we'll do the introduction and we'll stand and sing. And if there's any questions or anybody wants to come and speak to me afterwards, I'm more than happy to have a chat.